This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Friday. We got 2 hours left. We've got Glenn Spencer, one of my favorite guests, to come on to talk about the destruction of America and our sovereignty, how illegal aliens get more welfare, more tuition, more rights, are allowed to have fake ID cards that anyone can get basically dozens of, and how citizens are losing their liberties. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. When we get back to the next segment, I'll go to Brent in Connecticut and others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to join me on air to talk about the issue that the state Senate president of Colorado was talking about, the national sovereignty issue, as Mexico announces that the United States belongs to Mexico, it is official, and the White House is behind it, involved in it. The white men, the old bankers, are part of it, wanting to break down our sovereignty and destroy our liberties. And if they can bring another 20 million illegals in who have no history of freedom, that'll make a nice mass for them to push around in order who don't have any understanding of freedom. And it'll drive down the wages even further. So that's coming up. More on that, of course, your calls in the next segment, 800-259-9231. The feds are announcing they want to track all cattle and have Homeland Security involved in it. You'll have to track and trace your cattle, your sheep, your goats. And it'll be a new tax for you, federal inspections of your farms and ranches. Hope you enjoy it. Ridge announced last year, I have him on tape on C-SPAN, saying this is for tracking and tracing, part of Homeland Security. Now they claim it's to stop mad cow, which is totally ridiculous. So we'll look out for that. That's coming up. Big story, unlimited power of arrest. Australia's Domestic Intelligence Agency, ASIO, will have aggressive new powers from today to detain for an unlimited period citizens suspected of having information about terrorist offenses. It says they can secretly arrest you, bring you before a secret judge, a non-sitting judge, and if they feel you haven't told the truth, on the spot, put you secretly in prison for 5 years. Now, you think that's bad? That's much better than here in the U.S. They just won't admit what they're doing, even though it's in the bill. But don't worry, Paul Wolfowitz, to oversee military tribunals, he will select the secret judges. He will select who is secretly arrested and who is secretly executed. Source on this, Associated Press, Robert Burns. That's coming up. U.S. pledges to avoid torture. They've now admitted that our troops have tortured people to death. Bush pledges that will stop as they increase the funding for torture training at Fort Benning, Georgia, and admit torture. Record cuts, higher taxes, as states struggle to survive tough times. The feds are going to increase the gas tax and other taxes while cutting taxes publicly to make you think they're doing something. So they raise 5 taxes and cut 1. Overall taxation increases. That's coming up. Also, smart cars, smart roads can help drivers. It is official. The feds say within 5 years they will remote control your cars. They say they will remote control your cars for your safety. So now it's not just going to be satellite tracker boxes taxing you. That's just to fund all this. Now they will remote control your cars, large stretches of road that will take full control of your cars and allow you to drive at speeds of 80 to 90 miles an hour, but they'll be in control of your car. Doesn't that sound nice? Folks, it's happening. That's coming up. Fed acts to counter threat of deflation, cuts interest rates again a couple days ago. They're now approving the deadly anthrax shot for you and your family. Bush has created the new federal agency, BioShield, $6-plus billion a year to create giant infrastructures for forced inoculation. They already made it the law they can forcibly inoculate you in page 76 of Homeland Security. They're now saying the smallpox shot is safe. Prodi appeals for UK to join the euro. That's coming up. On the edge of a genetic revolution, they're admitting massive global DNA databases the UN is pushing from the blood that's taken from your babies at birth. USDA plans livestock tracking system. Warned you about that. That's coming up. All this and more after this quick break. Your calls first. toll-free number to join us on this live open line Friday, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, desperate to defend America.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. It is Friday, 27th. Of June 2003, and later in this hour, I want to talk about nuke program parts unearthed in Baghdad backyard. Now, this is from CNN, and they've already admitted that the so-called mobile bioweapons trucks, I know our media didn't tell you, but the U.S. government admits it now, have been bought from the British, and they also bought some other trucks from the Russians, but the two trucks in question were bought from the British in 1985. In the middle of the Iran-Iraq war, they are for pumping up dirigibles, blimps, for surveillance to direct artillery and trench warfare. Our government has them. Everybody has them. It's a World War I type technology. They have them on the southern border to surveil drug interdiction. But our government knew this day one, saw the serial numbers, knew what the trucks were, and told you it was mobile bioweapons lamps. But there were hundreds of front-page stories, and then the retraction is about a paragraph in the back of the paper. That's what it was in the Austin American Statesman. So now nuke program parts unearthed in Baghdad. We've been lied to so many times. They claim that they found them buried under a bush. Yes, a bush in a backyard. Well, it turns out that a real system, the way they describe this, covers about 100 football fields. It's a giant plant. And we have a photo on prisonplanet.com. Was the news from 2 days ago. You can just click on the archive of what these plants really look like, and then they claim they found this in a rose bush. Well, let me just cover this now, and then I'll go to Brett and Roger and others that are holding. Nuke program parts unearthed in Baghdad backyard. The CIA has its hands in the critical parts of key parts of Iraq's nuclear technology, parts needed to develop a bomb program that were dug up in the backyard in Baghdad, CNN has learned. The parts, which, with accompanying plans, were unearthed by the Iraqi scientist Mahid Obadi, who said he had hidden them under the rose bush in his garden 12 years ago under orders from Qazi Hussein, one of Saddam Hussein's son-in-laws, Hussein Kamel. CNN security correspondent David Enzor reports that under United Nations sanctions in place in 91, the concealment of such materials and failure to disclose their presence would have constituted violations of Security Council regulations. But U.S. officials emphasized that it was not evidence that Iraq had a nuclear weapon. It's like a little canister. But it was evidence that Iraqis concealed plans to reconstruct their nuclear program as soon as the world was no longer looking. The parts and documents that the scientists gave the CIA were shown exclusively on CNN at CNN headquarters in Virginia. Obadi told CNN the parts for a gas centrifuge system for enriched uranium were part of a highly sophisticated system he was ordered to hide, be ready to rebuild the bomb program. Well, we show a picture of a gas centrifuge plant and the actual parts in it, according to the government websites you've been to, fill entire warehouses. But they got some parts the size of footballs, little metal canisters, and they're saying this is it. Now, a few weeks ago, they admitted they were so desperate to find weapons of mass destruction, they were, quote, going to give amnesty and pay, in some cases millions of dollars, to people who would go public and say they were part of a nuclear program. Now, it gets worse. They reported in the BBC about 2 months ago that Tariq Aziz, the Iraqi foreign minister, was to be paid upwards of $4.5 million a year. It was almost 3 million pounds a year, so over 4 million U.S., and that he was going to live on a 100-plus-thousand-acre palace of Prince Charles and was to be given armed bodyguards, helicopter escort, into the shopping centers, into London. I mean, lavish lifestyle, quote, if he would inform on Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Now, I don't know where that story went. Where is Tariq Aziz? We hear no discussions of him now. They admit they paid off Iraqi Republican Guard leaders before the war in gold bars, euros, and dollars to give up before the war even started. That's admitted. Delta Force flew them out by helicopter. They would simply walk to an open field. The helicopter would land. They'd climb on and get out of there. It happened during the war. This is all admitted. But again, in the back of the paper. The back of the paper once, and you never hear about it again. So I don't believe anything they say. They claim that this African country sold them nuke parts. Turned out the whole document was fake. They claimed a bakery in northern Iraq was a bioweapons lab. BBC went in. It was a bakery. They claim they had a secret document written a week before Colin Powell gave his speech. Turned out it was written 12 years before by a graduate student at University of California at Berkeley. I mean, the lies, they claimed mass graves in that warehouse, you know, the boxes full of sand and bones. Oh, look, political dissidents killed. Turned out it was dead Iraqis, dead Iranians, and the Iranians have an exchange program. They were exchanging dead found from the hundreds of thousands that died on the Iraqi side, millions that were killed on the Iranian side, over a million, in the Iran-Iraq war, just like we exchange bodies with South and North Korea. Every couple months you hear about more bodies coming back on jets with American flags on them, usually UN flags on them, from North Korea. So, and I still hear neocon liars, gun grabbers, on the air going, we got mobile weapons labs, we got mass graves, we got blah, blah, blah. They bought nuclear parts from Niger. And they know that's not true. They're not stupid. Probably smarter than I am. They're lying. The average American, folks, they're still using the same lies after they've been caught. Okay, let's go to the calls. I'm sorry. Brett in Connecticut, up there in Skull and Bones land. Welcome, Brett. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Fantastic. How's the show going?
Well, I'm from New York, but I'm just calling you from Connecticut. And the show is great, Alex. I'd just like to say one thing. I believe this might sound a little crazy to you, but I believe that President Kennedy was kind of directed by God when he protected the world pretty much from destruction during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I'd just like to say that I feel in a way that you're kind of the same way by trying to bring out what's happening to the people, that you're being directed by God in the same way to try and save the world, essentially.
Well, I don't think that's strange.
And I'd just like to say that to you before I bring up what I was going to talk about.
Well, Brett, let me just make a comment on that, and then I'll let you go on.
Okay.
I don't look, but I'm not special. President Kennedy wasn't special. We're all led by God in our lives.
Yes,
standing up
against
evil. Yes,
God works through people, yes.
This is a test. This is just a... this is the junior varsity, the minor leagues here before we go on to, you know, join the big team.
That's
and
true.
Let me add something. Kennedy, for all his corruption and his womanizing and all the rest of it, changed his ways at the end, woke up, gave speeches at American University and other areas. I have copies of them. I have texts from the National Archives, Library of Congress. I'd love video of this. Maybe I could find it. I know it exists. Where he warned of a great corrupt influence that had taken over our government. Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex.
Exactly.
And Kennedy was a hawk. He was pro-war, pro-CIA, pro-all this stuff. And then suddenly he cut taxes, said, I'm abolishing the Federal Reserve. I'm getting us out of Vietnam. I'm going to scatter the CIA to the four winds. He wouldn't go along with nuclear war. He said no to the Northwoods plan, the U.S. government plan, to kill American citizens and blame it on foreign enemies. When he saw Northwoods in 62, that's when his whole outlook changed, and they assassinated him 6 months later. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, Alex, if he had invaded the way the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted him to invade, they had tactical nuclear weapons that were on the ground in Cuba that were going to be used by the local Russian
frogs.
Commanders. Exactly. And that would have been the end of the world, because once those TAC nukes were shot against our fleet, of invasion fleet, that would have been the start of the end of the nuclear exchange, you know?
Well, and you're correct, and I've, again, this is documented, I have people involved in the Bad Pigs on. They were afraid that the Cubans themselves were going to overthrow Fidel. Good, conservative, Christian Cubans.
Yes.
And this is admitted. The CIA ratted them out at Bay of Pigs to defeat them, to have them on the beach, tied down, and they then thought Kennedy would authorize the invasion. Again, problem, reaction, solution.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Joint Chiefs even went to Kennedy, and they got green-lighted all the way up to him, and he said no. They said, we want to attack our own Marines at Guantanamo with Army dressed up as Cubans and kill Americans to get the war going.
Amazing.
That's Northwood, sir. That's a public document.
I know. I've read it. I've seen it.
Well, for those that don't know, I got ABC News, Baltimore Sun, on Infowars.com reporting it. But not just that, my friend. Not just that. We have the actual Northwoods document. Go ahead.
But and the other thing I wanted to say but was, Alex, I've gotten your video DVD of 9-1-1, Road to Tyranny, and I've been giving it to some of my friends and whatnot, but I'm getting a lot of resistance. Some of the more educated people are more open to what you're talking about than the ones that have, like I say, a head-in-the-sand scenario. And other callers are calling in, too, saying they're trying to say that you're paranoid and all this stuff, and it's kind of really... It's very upsetting that these kind of things could be happening in our country and no one cares about it.
Well, let me break that down.
It's really upsetting. You know?
If you've been listening, you've heard some callers say that everyone wakes up. Most callers say that a lot of folks wake up. And some say that hardly anyone wakes up. Now, you mentioned that...
Well, no, some of them do, but you almost have to... You know, the less intelligent people, I guess, I don't know what it is. They
I wouldn't even
watch.
Say the more educated.
I wouldn't say less
sir?
Intelligent. I would say, you're like you're saying, yes.
But I wouldn't say that it's the more in educated. It's those that read more newspapers, study more history.
Yeah, more,
and obviously that's generally going to be more educated.
More informed,
because when they
maybe.
Let me just finish.
Yeah.
Because when they see the film, they see a bunch of information that they already were aware of. You see, they know it's true. Someone who's ignorant just goes, well, I don't like how this guy looks. I don't know if this is true. All right.
Well, that's pretty much what I want to say. Thanks, Alex, for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Hey, God bless you, and thanks for the support, and keep making copies of the films and keep spreading the word. Thank you so much, sir. We'll come back and talk to Roger and others, and I'll get into some more news. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites, and I know I'm... Well, we'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll free 800-686-2237 and order the documents of freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of times on the weekend, I tune into a local rebroadcast to my show on News Talk 1260, KWNX. They carry my show 7 days a week, live at night, and then on Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. I get a chance to hear my show. And great callers call in like Brent, And they try to make their points, and then I start running over them, and it sounds to me sometimes like I'm trying to show off with information. I'm not. I have this instinctive need to stop callers when they're making a good point and to add information and sources and documents to it, because I know people are driving around out there listening, and they're going, oh, this is just made up. It's ridiculous. No, it's not made up. It's historical fact. You better check out what we're saying. And, you know, frankly, I've listened to other shows. Overall, I let callers say more than 90% of talk shows. I just interrupt people and add my points and then let them go on. And I just thought about how I was behaving in the last segment. I appreciate Brent's call. I was just trying to throw information in there because it's so important. And it really is an information overload. I mean, look at these articles. Unlimited power of arrest. Australia's domestic intelligence agency, ASIO, will have aggressive new powers from today to detain for an unlimited period citizens suspected of having information about terrorist offenses. It says that a judge is secretly impaneled, a retired judge. You can be secretly arrested and secretly held for up to 5 years with no charges if the judge believes you're not being forthcoming. And it says this will go for the press, and it's not just for terror, it's for all crime. You notice they took most of the guns a few years ago in Australia. Same thing's happening here. I mean, I could spend an hour on this article. I got a bunch of them. New law on terrorism raises specter of agency abuse. Another article, unlimited power of arrest. I got articles here about how the feds announced they're going to remote control your cars and control them on the highways now, not just satellite track and tax them, AP. I mean, folks, this is bonker land crazy. They're going to make you tag and control your cows and sheep, and they're going to inspect them. The Homeland Security has nothing to do with protecting us. The border's wide open. It's about taxing and control and feudalism. Folks, this is horrible. Government is expanding in 1,000 directions, taking everything over, and they call it conservative. Let's talk to Roger and then Wyatt and Ron and Spencer and others. Roger, you're on the air from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I just had a laugh left over from the last call because when the New Testament says forever learning, never understanding. And, you know, when the commie Chinese tried to take over the Mongolians, they had kind of a problem there because Mongolians weren't exposed to these sophist, flowery political theories. And so they said, well, let me get this straight. You're going to take all our produce and give it back to us as we need it? You know, so they weren't educated yet out of their common sense
By educated, people that see the road to tyranny, that know history, that know its facts, that have seen the documents themselves, are like, wow, I already knew that. I think he's talking about ignorant people don't respond.
Yeah, I know, but it takes a certain amount of education to be duped as well. That was my point. But anyway, you didn't quite state this on whether you're talking. I forget if the head of the INS is still the Clinton hangover, but that's...
It doesn't matter. Bush loves Clinton people.
Well, the point I wanted to help clarify here is whether it's that or the head of the Border Patrol or the head of the State Department, and you got to dismiss this notion that, say, the State Department has a life of its own. It does have its own agenda if left to its own devices, which happens to be the exact same identical.
Oh, they always claim that the State Department did something bad. Oh, it's this other federal agency. They're the ones destroying our sovereignty. Thanks for the call, Roger. Got to let you go. Thanks for the call. Wyatt, Maryland. Wyatt, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, don't ask. Good afternoon. I heard on another station there was a scare up in Saskatchewan County or Saskatchewan, Canada, that they were quarantining sheep for scrapies, which is like mad cow. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, they had mad cow pop up in Saskatchewan province, and now it showed up, according to the Billings Gazette, in Nebraska.
Right. Well, that's what they're going to be using, just like they did with the hoof and mouth. We know what for.
Oh, they said the feds are going to take over all cows and sheep. So they know what you own, so they can come kill it later. And, of course, it was the British government that was caught releasing foot and mouth. Source on that, London Telegraph. Anything else you
want to add? Yeah. Have you heard, what's the story with the chemical warfare trucks that were brought into the DeSoto National Park? I haven't heard anything from that anymore. Remember when they were in a customs lot? It was hundreds and hundreds of
chemical
vehicles.
Yeah, why don't you recap the listeners' memory on that? Stay there, Wyatt. Don't hang up. Come back and let you finish. We got Glenn Spencer coming on, but we'll go right to your calls to Ron and Spencer and others. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps Potassium Iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most action 803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The federal government is passing laws where citizens have absolutely no rights. They're doing it in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UK, while bringing in masses of illegal aliens and accepting fake ID cards. And I've noticed whatever happens in Australia happens here, happens in England. All being deployed at different rates. Some things that are employed by the government, put into effect, activated, authorized, happen here in the U.S. before they happen in the U.K., or they happen before they happen here, they'll happen in Australia. And I've got articles here where you have absolutely no rights, police are being militarized, all this is happening, while illegals get more and more welfare, tuition, health care, everything you can imagine. In the last hour, at Colorado Senate President John Andrews on, he talked about how another congressman from Iowa has been at town hall meetings and has talked to witnesses and has talked to community leaders who say, this is Mexico and we're getting rid of America and that's just the way it is. So Mexico has been so arrogant. The Fortune 500 that's funding the breakup of America has been so arrogant that people are starting to wake up across the board that this is part of the New World Order. As Glenn Spencer says, our sovereignty is being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. So Glenn Spencer is coming up in a few minutes from AmericanPatrol.com. Just amazing folks, really having an effect. We'll talk about their activities and their, well, Glenn's expert analysis of the situation, the state of the country right now, and this all-important issue of the borders and sovereignty and the billions, not the millions, the billions of people that are trying to come to this country and the 25 million illegals that are here right now. But I did want to give a caller who didn't have much time, about a minute or so, to finish up the point he was making. Before I do that, though, I've got at least once today put a plug in for my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It covers how the border is wide open, while the government passes Patriot Act 1 and introduces Patriot Act 2, what the executive orders do, what Homeland Security does, how this affects our republic, the FEMA camps, the foreign troops, the deals to bring in Mexican and Canadian troops, mainstream news stories, government-sponsored terrorism to destroy our liberties. It goes on and on. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, an amazing new film I've produced. I also have 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, two films covering 9-1-1 and what really happened there. Such an important thing to be informed on. I have my book, Descent into Tyranny, 230 pages, also covers September 11th and different facets we didn't cover in the films. It's $12. The films are $25.95, but if you order three or more, they drop down to $20. And your purchase supports this broadcast and what we're doing. So if you believe in what we're doing, get the films, make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes, and hand them out to your friends and family, your county commissioners, your talk show host, opinion makers, and affect change. Don't stand idly by and wish years from now that you would have done something. We can stop the globalists. We can control our borders. We can reaffirm the Second Amendment. We can get out of the Patriot Act and do sensible things to stop terror if you'll take action. And the films are the best tool we have found to do it. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Please order the videos today. Now, real quick, Wyatt, you were trying to talk about a story where they found these chemical weapon lab trucks, and the government had let them through, and they were held at some base, and you wanted to comment on that, about national security. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, there was a story, I think it broke around 94 through 96. It was in Mississippi, and there was, I think it was in the DeSoto National Park, one portion of it, because it's a big park, national park, that there was about 200 to 300 chemical warfare trucks that were imported from Eastern Bloc countries and brought over and stored in a customs lot in the middle, not in the middle, but with inside this national park.
Yeah, let me comment on that. I got to let you go because we've got Lynn Spencer waiting wide. It's a good question. We have photos of that on InfoWars.com in the photo section. We have photos of concentration camps marked in Russian. And then I have video, and I'm talking about barbed wire, machine gun nests, guard towers. And then, if that's not enough for you, in police state to the takeover, I have cooperative nugget 96 and 97 with foreign troops, Czechoslovakian, Russian, and others, admittedly with the top general, the U.S. general, saying, you are the forces of the New World Order, and this is for domestic action. So that is going on. Now it's official. All right, wanted to get that out of the way. I appreciate Glenn Spencer holding, and coming up we'll get to Ron and Spencer and others that are holding. But right now, Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com, the organization American Border Patrol, and they stand up against the racist Hispanic Ku Klux Klan of Mecha and La Raza. They have Hispanic members, black members, you name it. A lot of my friends are members right here in Austin, Texas. They stand up with 80-plus percent of the American people for controlling our borders and our sovereignty. Glenn Spencer told us it was a war to take over our sovereignty years ago, that Washington was aiding and funding this along with President Bush and the Democrats. He's been totally vindicated, and now he's moved from California, that he says is officially fallen. Now look at the straits it's in. He's now moving out to Arizona. And we had Grijalva on, and of course he said that the U.S. really does belong to Mexico. That's a congressman. Glenn Spencer, good to have you on the show and to give us your analysis of what's going on.
Well, someone once said it's a good thing God designed time, invented time, because everything would happen at once. But it seems that everything is being compressed in time because there is so much going on at once right now. We have the border wars, we have the info wars, we have the Mexican matriculate consular card wars. We have the war over California, the war over Gray Davis, who will be recalled. He's going to be fired. He's the governor of California. There's just so many things. We have to kind of pick and choose, just as I did when I decided that there was nothing that could be done for California, that it would fall of its own weight. And I moved here to the border to essentially make a last stand. And we're having a great deal of success.
Glenn, break it down for us. What is this border issue? What's behind it? And are we now seeing people begin to wake up to this?
Nothing can explain it better than a reporter who was here yesterday. His name was Luke Turf. He's a border reporter for the Tucson Citizen, a Gannett newspaper. And I've talked to him for about 9 months, and he finally came down and spent a day with me. We went to the border. He saw our system. And by the way, if you hear a beep, 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 beep during our conversation, that means that one of our border sensors has gone off and we've detected illegal aliens coming into the United States. He saw what we were doing. He saw our high technology, our unmanned aerial vehicles, our border sensors, our satellite internet system. And he said, my gosh, you know, the idea that they would be calling you vigilantes is silly. But as he really warmed up, he said this. He said, I want you to understand something. I'm a reporter, but I will tell you that if you continue to do what you are doing here, this could be the biggest story of the year. Because you have to understand, he said, the Border Patrol is one of the most secretive agencies in the government. He said their newspaper, a Gannett newspaper, can't get anything out of them. They requested just a copy of their budget. They refused to release a copy of their budget. They had to submit a Freedom of Information Act request. They said it would take 2 years. The Border Patrol is being run by a bunch of anti-Americans who do not want America to know what's going on at the border. And what we are about to do here, Alex, is cut through that nonsense and tell America directly how many people are crossing the border, where they are crossing. We will show you pictures of them. We will get an actual count, and we will find out who and when and what. And we're doing it.
Now, Glenn Spencer, your description sounds like the Batcave, and it's great. And it didn't grow overnight.
No.
You were instrumental with others in the front lines getting the different propositions passed to watch Gray Davis just throw them out as a dictator. And they're now saying that it may, quote, be legal to have a recall. It's criminal to have a recall. The Democrats are trying to say that. The Republican replacements aren't really any better if it's Arnie and others. But there are some decent people. You were there. You made films. You went to rallies. You went to protests. You were attacked by the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
All of this stuff happened. You found out that Washington and the Fortune 500 were funding all this.
Yes.
You basically pulled back to your Alamo there in Arizona, the new front line with millions a year coming across just at Cochise County. Federal officers are being killed. If you try to help the federal officers that are being killed, people are being arrested. The illegals are robbing and pillaging and killing.
Yes.
You know, there's foreign troops running around down there.
Yeah.
Now mainstream news. All of this is happening. So over the years, you've built this up. You've got your sensors on people's ranches and areas. You've got your drones, private drones. The government's drones are going to be used to watch our cities.
Right.
You're down there fighting, and you're showing people what they don't want the American people to know, that while they tell us to give up our liberty for security and give up our rights, that there is no border.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, we have our first batch of 25 sensors. This is of a brand new design, manufactured right here from the component level with some of the top circuit designers in the country working with us. We've come up with a new system, a new whole idea of sensing people coming across the border. Radio signals are sent up to repeaters on hilltops, mountaintops, and then sent to our headquarters. So anybody walking along the border, now we built 25 of these prototypes. They work beautifully. We only have 8 of them right now installed. Well, we're installing about 2 a day. We hope to get up to 4 a day. We're ordering 500 of them. These will be installed on the border. We are now getting a hit. Just out of these 8 that we have out there, about 1 every 3 hours we pick up a group coming across the border. Just imagine when we have 500 of them out there. We're going to know when anybody steps across that border, we're going to know about it, and we're going to tell the Border Patrol. We're going to send unmanned aerial vehicles over to take their picture, send that over the Internet, and show the American people that this little group, just using donated funds, just using the money and using the technology of some very clever Americans, can do this job and embarrass, as I said on CNN the other day on the Wolf Blitzer report, if we have to embarrass our country, our government, to do its job, so be it. and we are getting the attention. Just as you were calling, I got a call from ABC News in Phoenix. They're sending a crew down there. We have sent live video images from our UAV out over Lester Holt Live on MSNBC. So millions of people could look right down on the border from our airplane in a high-resolution camera, color camera, and see people walking along this trail leading into the United States. And we did that live. And, of course, we were on with Michael Savage, also on MSNBC. We were on CNN the other night. Wolf Blitzer had, again, live pictures of our U.S.
I think we just lost Glenn's cell phone. Bad connection. We'll try to reconnect and get Glenn Spencer back on. And you notice the neocons will talk about some of the real issues and have good folks like Glenn Spencer on, but in the end equation, they don't put the heat on Lord Bush, who can stop all this basically instantaneously. And they've now ordered Border Patrol not to stop the illegals. They've ordered them instead to go out on trash detail and pick up trash. They've ordered them not to shoot back at Mexican troops. In some cases, they're 20 miles over the border shooting at them. Federal officers, Border Patrol, Park Service have been killed. They're shooting up vehicles on a weekly basis, multiple times monthly, the foreign troops are. And this is the reality. This is the reality of what's happening. And then we have a congressman from right there in Arizona, Grijalva, saying that, hey, this is Mexico. So this is the reality, my friends, and the majority of Americans, regardless of color, know this is common sense. Know you don't have a country without without borders and sovereignty. And we have got to support what Glenn Spencer and others are doing. And by Glenn having these sensors and these drones and these cameras and just showing in their little corner of this fight what's happening, it shows how the Border Patrol's doing nothing. Glenn, good to have you back on.
Well, sorry, we got disconnected. I don't know where we were because I was on a monologue.
No, well, you were making a lot of good points is what you were doing. But, Glenn... now,
just a second. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, that is our sensor going off. Okay, this is right down by the San Pedro River, coming into Arizona. We just picked up five people. You just heard it.
Five people.
Five people.
Wow.
Our sensors are computerized, and we count them. You just heard it.
Yes, I did.
And it flashes up on a computer screen. It gives the exact location and the exact number of people.
And now on national TV, you've had your drones out.
No, we're not sending this out right yet.
No, I mean,
until we get all of our testing done.
I'm talking about your drones
right here. But we will eventually. Now, but we will not do this. We will not give the actual locations up on the internet, and there's a reason for that. These people are attacked, murdered, and robbed by Mexican bandits, no matter where they are. And if we showed them where they were, they would be subject to attack, not by Americans, but by their own countrymen.
Yeah, by the coyotes.
By the coyotes. So
now,
we will show live video pictures eventually. Well, we can do it now, but we don't do it every day.
That's what I was talking about, the Lester Holt.
You can look down and see them, but you won't know exactly where they are. We don't give the exact location to anyone except the Border Patrol.
Now, what about Morris Sleaze?
Oh, gosh.
He's trying to shut down Americans, showing the federal crimes being committed by the tens of thousands every day.
Right.
What's going on with him right now?
Well, he's after us. He's after me. He and the Southern Poverty Law Center have tied up, have joined in with a gal by the name of Isabel Garcia and her group, Derechos Humanos. Human rights.
Yeah,
and,
if you don't put water centers out there in emergency packs and don't give them basically a first-class railway ticket in here, you're evil. So stay there, Glenn Spencer. We'll talk about it on the other side when we get back and talk more about those drones.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-348-4100. That's 1-800-348-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Listeners can probably hear Glenn Spencer and myself hyperventilating on the air. Glenn said, I don't know where to start. There's so much. Time is being compressed. He talks about a last stand. You're not in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California. You don't know, folks. There is no border. There are tens of millions of people trying to come here, and they come from an existence of living in cardboard boxes. I don't blame them, but it's driving down the wages. Even the white-collar workers are now losing their jobs to India. They're importing the high-tech laborers. This is about destroying the middle class, bringing in a new world order. And Glenn Morris Dees, the guy is a piece of work. His training manuals say that constitutionalists, gun owners, people that don't like the UN are bad. They're demonizing whole classes of society, but defending Mecha and La Raza, truly racist organizations. I mean, La Raza means the race. Mecha says, you know, push all the whites out, kill them. They said it on TV, on their websites. This is wrong. I've spoken out against the Klan and spoken out against everybody, but how did they get this free ride, and are we starting to see a shift to them not getting a free ride?
Well, I don't see it. I see Americans getting the shaft while they're still getting the free ride. I know people who are ill, cannot get in to see doctors. We know in Los Angeles County, if you go to a hospital and you're not a resident of Los Angeles County, they will throw you out, even though you're a U.S. citizen. But if you go to a hospital in Los Angeles County, you happen to have a county address, and you're an illegal alien, they take you in. So they're throwing out citizens onto the street and taking care of illegal aliens. So I don't see any reversal in this.
Well, I have to tell you.
It just depends on how far you can push the American people. Apparently, you can push them into the ocean before they do anything.
Now,
that's what we're beginning to see. And by the way, while we were talking, we got another hit on a sensor. About a mile away from the other one, a group coming in. They come up this San Pedro River because it's lined with trees out here in the desert, and it has trees on the other side, and they walk up, and the Border Patrol knows they come up there, but they don't do anything about it. Now, we're going to be flying our drones over those that river on a regular basis and sending pictures back. We say, here they are, here they are, here they are, and where's the Border Patrol? We're going to do that every day and every night. They're coming in right now, even as we speak. We got two alerts while we're sitting here. They're walking right up this river, right into the United States, and nobody's doing anything about it, and we're going to tell the people.
But
while
Glenn,
we're on the air, you heard that beep, 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 beep. Those are our ground sensors going off.
But
the
Glenn,
Border Patrol knows they're there,
but Glenn,
they don't do anything about it.
But Glenn, in the heartland of America, they set up checkpoints and search everybody's car and throw our goods out on the road, and when they catch illegals, even vans packed with illegals, the INS orders the police not to arrest them and to let them go.
That's right. Now, if you were an American citizen caught without driving without a license, you would be cited, right? And you would be given an order to appear. And if you didn't appear, they'd come and arrest you. These people, they just let go. I mean, this is a super citizenship. That means they have all the rights you do, but no obligations, no responsibilities. This is wonderful.
Well, the new matricula, they find guys with six different matriculas in their pocket, three different ones, 12 different ones in one case. They'll just issue them to anybody. Now all these foreign countries are saying they'll do it. 800 cities are saying they're going along with it.
Oh, this is great. You know, you don't need a driver's license anymore. You get into an accident, you know what we're going to start doing? We're going to start printing up matricular consular cards for anybody who wants to log on to our website. You might want to do it, too. Just charge them $15, and you print it up and send it to them. And then when they get stopped by the cops, just hand it to them. You know, say, I'm from Belize. Here's my consular card. What do you mean you're not going to take it? You're discriminating against me just because I speak English?
Yeah, I think that's the answer. Glenn, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Sure.
All right, I want to take some calls from Ron and Spencer and others that are holding and maybe play some of these clips that Glenn's got. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.